T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I thought it was cool. You know, I think anyone here can attest to someone believing in them and, you know, how that changes how they see themselves, but also things around them. So perspective. But it was awesome. There's a lot of details that entail, you know, me sitting down with him and other things as well. But it's awesome. It's really cool.
All right, that was Tua talking postgame. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the game yesterday with the Miami Dolphins with our buddy Kyle Krabs joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. On Twitter, by the way, Grinding the Tape. He's from the Draft Network and the Locked On Fins podcast. Kyle, you watch a lot of tape. You do a lot of video watching. How long is it going to take to make a 700 highlight tape for someone to play for Tua?
I'd imagine Mike probably had a little help with that. And I know with some of the film resources, they get some filters you can put on there. I just get the big file, right? You know, I got to scrub through it piece by piece. So I'm glad Mike didn't ask for my help in that project, because I probably would have made it longer than I had to be.
It is an amazing story that comes out on top of all the support that he gives him, that everybody talks about verbally and patting a guy on the back, just to see how far he would go to really support his belief in Tua Tagovailoa. I thought it was a pretty amazing story that CBS had.
Yeah, I'm glad that was something that was brought to the forefront, and we've all kind of, you know, you can remember where you were in the spring, and you heard the public effort that was being made, and everybody's really fascinated to see just, you know, how much the psyche can be helped, and then you hear stories like this of things that are going on in the background that aren't even a part of what you see in the public eye, and it you know, it's a great testament to the job that Mike McDaniel has done coming in here and having a vision and believing in the skill sets of his players, and then actually doing the thing that a lot of teams don't end up doing, which is tailoring what you do to what a player does well and doing that week in and week out. And it's been really impressive. I thought, you know, aside of some timing stuff to himself and this offense coming out of the bye looked pretty sharp. A couple missed opportunities that were close but no cigar in the first half, obviously, but it was another really strong performance from him.
You know, Kyle, just a follow up, and I'll leave the support that Mike McDaniel gives to Tua Tagovailoa. It's all done, and yet Brian Flores never gets ripped. His name never gets mentioned, which to me says a lot about Mike McDaniel taking the high road. I'm sure stuff is said privately on what had happened before. But the fact is, they're not throwing anybody under the bus. And, yeah, they were wrong the way they handled it. It's just I think everybody can kind of read between the lines of what took place and where Brian Flores was with Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, yeah, and I thought you heard Mike, because they asked Mike about it a couple times, right? And you kind of heard him talking about the way that things were. And, you don't have to say that part of it out loud to say it, right? Like, to talk about how damaged the psyche was and how much work was needed to be put in to reaffirm, you know, to his belief in himself and what he's capable of doing, like, it's pretty damning, if we're being honest. And like, you don't have to invoke the name, but everybody knows who's culpable of that, because everybody knows whose show it was, and everybody knows what he felt of his quarterback based on the way that they handled all of the rumors and stuff last year. So, yeah, I appreciate the fact that they don't take the path of least resistance, but it's almost better that they don't, because everybody who follows the Dolphins can kind of hear those quotes and look at each other and kind of nod and be like, oh, yeah, interesting.
5 sacks, touchdown return for the defense, 3 turnovers. Nice to see that defense playing up to par. I know it's Houston. I know they're 1-8-1. I know they're not a world-beating team, but good to see the defense come back on track a little bit, at least in that first half.
Yeah, remember when everybody was worried about this team rushing the passer? Huh?
Right.
It's they got after Kyle Allen real good, and like you said, you understand that it's Houston, but at the same time, if there was a strength to that Houston line, it was the tackles with 2 first-round picks and Laramie Tunsil and Titus Howard. That was the strength of the line, and Phillips is flying in there, and Bradley Chubb's coming flying off the edge for a strip sack. So you won good on good. You didn't just win because it was a dumpster fire unit for the Texans. Your good players beat the good players on Houston's side of the ball for a couple of those sacks, and I think that was really exciting. But then, yeah, the turnovers. Like, this is the Dolphins' 3rd game with 3 turnovers in a single game, but they've been pretty hard to come by. And lo and behold, the Dolphins, they're back to an even turnover differential now, yeah, you know, through 11 games. And given that this has been a defense that in past years has logged 25-plus turnovers, and for them to have the drought that they've had this year and now find themselves at this point back to zero for their turnover differential, I think is a testament to, A, what the offensive side of the ball is doing, and then you got a couple difference makers, and you're starting to see those guys pop up here and now on the defensive side of the ball. And I think the defense is between Cleveland and Houston, put together 2 performances that have you feel like we're ready to play our best defensive football of the season now in December.
That's a good point. I agree. Defensively, the more those guys play together and get used to playing different positions a little bit now so they can play all their pass rushers, we've started to notice a little bit of a difference. I want to ask you, this is always fun to go to the box score in the morning or before you leave the stadium. Jaylen Waddle, long of 34. Tyreek Hill, long of 29. Craycraft, long of 22. Sherfield, long of 24. Cedric Wilson, long of 20. We used to go games, we didn't have a 20-yard play. And these guys are lining them up, a lot of them short passes and run after catch yesterday. What's the biggest reason we're one of the best now in 20-plus yard plays in the NFL? What's the biggest difference you've noticed?
Well, I think it's the speed element helps, right? But then this offense is the highest frequency in the NFL of shift motion. So you get out in alignment and you shift the formation and then somebody else goes in motion at the snap. And all those are those pre-snap indicators. And I flew down for the game yesterday. I was on the first flight down. I was on the last flight out. So I was there for like 10 hours. And I'm sitting up in the 300 level looking right down the center of the field, coach's film view. And you see when they get up to the ball and it's like, okay, based on the structure of Houston, this looks like it's where our eye should start and where we should look to go with the ball. And play after play after play after play, it's exactly what happened. So I think it's the speed commands a certain level of spacing and respect, both horizontally and vertically. But I think the way that the pre-snap process is working allows Tua to get up to and understand the picture that he's looking at defensively. And now that he's comfortable in the offense, you're seeing, okay, this is where I need to start because this is where the advantage is for us to have numbers, and not just numbers, but space to get a guy down the field a little bit to make a big play. And sure enough, like I'm sitting here just kind of observing the game as it played out and picking out spots that say, man, like, I hope we go to the two over two side. I hope we go to the 3 over 3 side instead of, you know, going to numbers disadvantages. They're very proficient in starting in the right place within the offense to get those advantages to get these chunk plays.
So one thing changed in the second half. Tron Armstead and Austin Jackson both out with now playing with Brandon Schell and Greg Little. I just thought all of a sudden, wasn't by accident, there was no time to throw the football yesterday as they started to pick it up. What are your thoughts going forward if you have to play with if you got a time away from Tron, he might be Schell for a while, and Austin Jackson in the same boat?
Yeah, I know. That sounds like it's a – in Rappaport suggested it was a pec strain for Teron. I don't know what that timeline looks like. Obviously, he's an elite football player, so you're going to want him back as soon as possible. But if you do have to play any amount of time without Teron, I guess I'm just going to come on and bring up Brandon Schell's name every week. But you have two-game sample size of Brandon Schell playing left tackle, the Jets game and this game. And I thought they were his worst two performances of the season. So you know what the ceiling and the floor is for Brandon to play right tackle, and I understand the Dolphins want to get Austin Jackson back in at right tackle, and that's assuming that he's okay and able to go. But I would be putting, if you just don't have Teron, I'd put Austin at left tackle, and I'd get the more high floor version of Brandon Schell, because that's your best combination of five. Right, and you talk about we want to get the best combo of five guys out there. Brandon Schell can be a part of your best combo of five without Teron Armstead, but I don't think he's the best part of your combo of five if he's playing at left tackle. I think he has to be on the right side. So that's the one thing for me. And I thought it was interesting that both Coach McDaniel and Tua both kind of fell on the sword a little bit after the game and said, hey, some of the plays that we picked, we were trying to be aggressive, but we didn't put our tackles in very favorable situations there for that stretch of the game. So Coach McDaniel said it's something I'll learn from. And I thought that was pretty telling, because I do think if you have to play without Teron for any period of time, you're probably not going to be so eager to hold the ball and try to push the ball down the field with the same level of enthusiasm that they seem to in the early portions of the game.
Kyle, better hope that Austin Jackson's ankle is okay, because he missed 2 months the first time that happened. And it's a high ankle sprain this time. But, man, this guy with the ankles and the injuries, this is tough. This is a tough one for Austin to play in the first game, play in this game, and that's it for the season so far.
Yeah, it's certainly frustrating, and I'm sure he's frustrated as well. And you know, even with the emergence of Brandon Schell, right? Now there's there was this whole kind of back and forth about, does he play? Is he inside a guard? Kind of, this was hopefully going to be a stabilizing year for him. And because he was behind the eight ball and missed so much time, it feels like it's been anything but for him. So I think regardless of the injury, it's he's also going to be influenced by Teron's injury and availability too, as far as where he plays. So we're just going to have to grin and bear it, and hopefully Austin's out there and can get through it and start getting some good tape down. Because as we get to this offseason, you know, we're going to be looking and asking ourselves, okay, where are our question marks? And Austin, through the first 3 years now, if he's not able to really elevate that, it's inevitably going to be a question mark unless he gets some good tape down. So I'm hoping he has that chance and he does that.
All right, so something else popped up at the stadium yesterday. I thought it was a huge story. I'm watching the kickers warm up yesterday and watching Jason Sanders to see, and he's working on some different things. And meanwhile, I received this text from one of the greatest tailgate spreads I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And what the hell was that about? I've never seen – did they literally have Thanksgiving for the tailgate thing, Andy and Susan, yesterday? What was that about?
So
I got a late tease where I couldn't break away. I just thought it wasn't fair is what I'm really saying, Kyle.
I packed some leftovers for you. I can put them in the mail and send them out. That's Chef Greg. Chef Greg does a spread for every game, and he tailgates with us. And he always themes it based off of the team that they're playing. So there was, beef brisket and all kinds of good stuff themed for beating the Texans. And we were glad that you got your mouth watering up there in the booth.
Oh, man. I said, wow.
All I can do is
drink coffee after. It would have been fine if you just sent me, we have a nice spread, but instead you sent the pictures, which really, honestly, it kind of sucked. That was just, it's not fair to a big man that eats too much. It's just not really fair. But, Kyle, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on and talking a little bit about the Dolphins going forward. And how do you feel about these three road games coming up now that you've won five straight?
Yeah, obviously you're this is a defining stretch for the team. I think coming into the year, I was expecting 10, 11 wins. You obviously have a chance to kind of buck that here with this stretch of games. And I think if you tackle well in space, you can have a really good chance to beat the 49ers. And if you win two out of the next three, I think it's the expectations can just to the moon from here. So it's, you know, 1 week at a time, San Francisco this week. I think Miami has a talent advantage when their defense is on the ball against San Francisco's offensive line. They obviously have Trent Williams, but it's just gonna, I think that's going to come down to tackling. And I think if you tackle well, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to wake up a week from today at 9-3.
That'd be nice.
Thanks, Kyle.
Very nice. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.